Welcome to another episode of Ultimate Key to Freedom. Questions and answers, comments and shares, whatever else you want to call it. We have one this week from John Kovach. Again, John, I'm sorry. I know you gave me an explanation for how to say it, and I'm not remembering it at this time, so apologize. John has completed day four, video one, so been through a lot of it so far. Hi, Robert. I'm having difficulty at the moment and hope you can help. I presently am on a trip where I am taking care of my severely autistic daughter and helping my older daughter with my two mentally disabled grandchildren. It's a trip I take every year, but this year it's been a real challenge. The best I can describe it is a movement of energy in inner space that's been labeled intense grief, sadness, and heartache. This energy seems constant. It's clearly zoomed in on and quite a vortex. And yet, despite my intellectual understanding of both the being and truth work and ultimate freedom, I'm having trouble dealing with it. As a parent, it's heartbreaking to see these children and grandchildren that I love so much experiencing such struggles, pain, and difficulty, especially since they aren't playing the ultimate freedom game and they don't understand why things are the way they are. And since ultimate freedom isn't yet being experienced through this character, John, this movement still appears very real to this character. This is the one time I wish I, quote-unquote, could speed the process up, especially since in all likelihood, this appearance in story space isn't going to change anytime soon. But the catch-22, as I see it, is that since there's nothing to do, and quote-unquote, I can't do it anyway, I feel trapped. At the risk of asking what to do, is there any option other than just continuing the course, maybe reviewing it, and as best I can, just be aware of these inner space appearances and try to see them just as appearances? Thanks, Robert, as your answers / comments are always supportive to me. Well, as is generally the case at this level, so to speak, of playing the game, John, there's multiple levels to the answer of your question. The first level, and bear with the language here, it's so hard to speak at this level without language hopelessly failing to communicate things accurately. The first level of my answer here is that there's a mind game being played here, and I've seen this with the Phase 2 teachings, I've seen this with Being in Truth, and I've seen it with Ultimate Freedom, where somebody will say, nothing's happening, nothing's changed, I'm still not getting it, I'm still not experiencing whatever, when clearly they are. So I'm going to make up a number randomly. It doesn't have to be accurate. If you and I were having a conversation about this trip 5 years ago, you would be describing it completely different. The fact that you can say it's a movement of energy in inner space that's been labeled da-da-da-da, the fact that you can say it's clearly zoomed in on and quite a vortex, is huge. It's gigantic. And you can say, well, yeah, I'm just spouting a bunch of intellectual stuff you've shared with me, Robert, but my sense is it's more than that. My sense is you really are, in fact, seeing what's going on, and you're definitely seeing, with a capital S, what's going on, lack of a better term, a lot more than you did a long time ago. So first thing, bear with the language, is to see the truth of this, and if you want, congratulate yourself on the fact that progress has definitely been made here. You may feel that absolute freedom, being fully awake, ought to look different, your response ought to be different, you're not fully there, blah, blah, blah. And maybe some of that's accurate, maybe it's not, but a huge leap has been made here. A huge shift has been made here. Simply because you can see what you're seeing, you can describe it in the way that you're describing it. So that's the first thing I want to say. In lack of a better term, I know it's a story, I'd like to say congratulations, because there is big movement here, even though the mind machine is buzzing and worrying and discounting it. I believe there's a slide about that on day four. You probably haven't gotten to it yet, that the mind machine may discount progress, so to speak, because it has some goal in mind, it has some picture in mind, and since the goal hasn't been reached yet, the picture isn't matched yet with what's appearing, it says nothing's happened, or I'm not making any progress, or blah, blah, blah. So that's the first thing I want to say. Some of these other things that I'm going to say, the mind machine could buzz and whir and say, yeah, I know, Robert. I could say the same thing. I say the same thing to myself, and I still experiencing it as da-da-da-da. But that aside, my job as I see it in this context is to shine the light of truth, with a capital T, on these things, and where it goes, it goes. And if the mind machine can basically say, yes, I know, I already have that data in my database, big deal. The repetition of it, the continually pointing at the truth instead of the lies, illusions, and stories is supportive on this journey, my bias. So, first, you say, I'm having trouble dealing with it. The opportunity here is to say, okay, those are words. That's an idea and a concept. I'm having trouble dealing with it. Let's take those words. See, those words are trying to describe something. And in this case, they're trying to describe something that's appearing in inner space. So it's interesting and supportive if we take those words and we put them on a shelf for a moment and we say, forget the words. What are they trying to describe? What is actually appearing in inner space that you are describing as, I'm having trouble dealing with it? Now, I don't know, and you can come back and share with me, but my guess is there is a combination of thoughts, feelings, probably also sensations appearing in inner space, but there's a voice or whatever it is for you that's simply saying, I'm really having trouble dealing with this. And then there's a feeling soundtrack to that thought. There's a sensation soundtrack to that thought, like a musical soundtrack to a movie that appears to amp it up, create the vortex, blah, blah, blah. But my guess is when you say, I'm having trouble dealing with it, all it is a thought, and probably it's a voice. If it was me, it would be a voice that would say, man, this is just so hard to deal with. Or a voice that says, it's heartbreaking to watch this stuff, you know, and that's all it is. It's just a voice appearing in inner space, ultimately kicked out by the mind machine, that's saying, this is heartbreaking. This is really tough. I'm having trouble dealing with this, but there isn't really any trouble happening. Not because of a theoretical that trouble doesn't exist, but if you simply look at what's actually appearing, that you're calling that, all it is a unique combination of thoughts, feelings, and sensations, one or more of those, two or more of those probably, maybe all three, as I said. But there really isn't any having trouble dealing with anything. There's just a unique combination of appearances in inner space with a message, again, probably a voice, that says something like, this is really tough, I hate this, it's heartbreaking to watch this, man, I wish these kids were normal, you know, whatever it is, or it's a bunch of different voices, it's a bunch of different combinations that are saying that. No different than if you were reading a novel, watching a movie, and in the novel or the movie, a character said, wow, I'm really having trouble dealing with da-da-da-da. Could even be the same thing. You could imagine you're reading a novel or watching a movie with a grandparent and a parent who's on the same kind of a trip as you are. Imagine you're reading that in a novel, you're watching it in a movie or a TV show, and you hear a character who's not you say, whatever it is that's appearing in inner space for you, it's really no different if you really look at it. Not as a theory, but if you really look at it. So again, same thing when you say, as a parent, it's heartbreaking to see these children. Well, no, it's not. Again, it's heartbreaking if I say, put those words, it's heartbreaking, on a shelf and look at what they're trying to describe. What's the appearance in inner space? Again, same kind of a thing as I'm having trouble dealing with it. The next piece, and I know you know this, but again, I'm going to shine the light on it. It's heartbreaking to see these children and grandchildren that I love so much experiencing such struggles, pain, and difficulty. That's a story. Truth is, you don't know what's appearing in inner space for those characters. They might even say to you, I'm really struggling with this. This is really painful. This is really difficult. Odds are they don't ever say anything. It's just an appearance in inner space that you overlay onto them. But even if they say it, my bias, my truth, my seeing with a capital S is it is no different than if you were reading a novel, you were watching a movie or a TV show, and there was a child, a grandchild or whatever, who was appearing to struggle with these quote-unquote limitations, particularly if it was in a work of fiction, And I said to you, okay, you just read chapter 7 in this book, and in this novel, in chapter 7, there was this trip where a grandparent was seeing this and a child was seeing this in grandchildren. The children are displaying da-da-da-da. That was described in the chapter 7. Are those kids and grandchildren and children, are they really suffering? You'd say no. And I'd say, why? And you'd say, well, they're fictional characters. They're not real. They're not really having struggles or pain or difficulty. And then I would say, well, then what's really going on? You'd say something like, well, it's the illusion of struggle, pain, and difficulty, but what it really is the author expressing himself or herself creatively in the writing of this story. And it seems like the kids really have these limitations and they're really struggling and they're in pain and they're experiencing difficulty, but they're not really. It's just a story. My seeing with a capital S is that's the same exact thing that's happening for all of us. And by the way, so I don't forget, one of the things you said is, you know, coming back to that, actually I'll get to that, but there is a lot more that's on this in the final videos on day 4. So yes, definitely finish all of the videos to supplement what I say here. So again, the odds are, again, I don't know, I'm making stuff up here, but the odds are in one or more of the child or the grandchildren here, my guess is they're not telling you that their inner space experience, even if they did, they're still just a fictional character uttering those lines. But my guess is they're not telling you that they're struggling. They're not telling you that they're in pain. They're not telling you that they're having difficulty. They're just experiencing what they're experiencing. And your mind machine is buzzing and worrying and overlaying the fact, well, they must be struggling or experiencing pain or difficulty. Or they might be showing you that they're experiencing pain. You might actually see evidence of that in one or more of them. Odds are you probably don't in all of them, but I could be wrong on that. The odds are it really is just pure story for one or more of them. But again, even if they were actually displaying or saying, you know, my da-da-da-da hurts, I'm really having trouble walking, you know, even if they're displaying that, it's still just a story. If you look within the context of the story of the human game, the human story, the human experience, there are many people who are handicapped, who are in wheelchairs, who are missing an arm or a leg or whatever else it is. And maybe if they weren't born that way and they went in the story through a transition of not being paralyzed, you know, but now they are always having both arms and now dealing with and then losing one and dealing with the transition. But in so many of these cases, not all, particularly if somebody was born the way that they are, they would not describe to you their experience. They're a fictional character anyway, but they would not describe their experience as being a struggle, pain, or difficulty. It would just be, this is the way I am. I only have one arm. I only have one leg. I'm blind. I don't hear, you know, whatever it is. But they wouldn't talk about it as if it's a daily struggle, it's daily pain, it's daily difficulty. Now, there are other people that would, but a lot of them wouldn't. And it's a very different situation, again, if in the story somebody had something and then lost something versus never having had it at all. Major different experience. Okay, especially since they aren't playing the ultimate freedom game. Well, now you're getting into the another kind of a catch-22 kind of a thing, because the best way to look at this is the whole human story is the whole human story. It's all consciousness expressing itself. It's all like a novel unfolding. This is the John Kovach, again, sorry if I mispronounced that, story. And if let's say, you know, the Harry Potter stories, there were 7 books, 8 movies, and that was about basically a 7-year period. So if the John Kovach story, I'm making up a number, ends up being 85 years, you know, maybe it would be 100 books, you know, to unfold that whole story, random number, you know, probably would be more like 1,000, I don't know. It's just what's happened to John, what's happening to the children, what's happening to the grandchildren here. It's just consciousness as the author writing this story, playing, exploring, and expressing itself creatively through characters that appear to be normal, characters that appear not to be normal, just to use that language, a father and a grandfather struggling with the apparent limitation and negativity and struggles and pain and difficulty and such. My seeing is that's really all it is. But it's not, it's really, again, just a mind game, a mind machine overlay that says they're not playing the ultimate freedom game. We're all characters, you know, so it's an arbitrary thing whether a particular character happens to be consciously, so to speak, pursuing this game or not. To me, it's still the same thing. Feel free to come back on that if that's not clear. I totally get that you wish you could speed the process up. I've been there. I've done that. The process is the process. If someone is on it, if there's a particular story, and in that story, with that character as the star, the hero, ultimate freedom is going to awaken. It's a process. It's a journey. It unfolds in its own unique way. It unfolds in its own unique time. As you know, it wasn't something that happened instantly, easily, effortlessly for the Robert character. There are a zillion times I wish I could speed up the process. That's ultimately a mind machine impatient program. But I certainly have been there, done that, and that's just part of the deal. You know, there probably will not be a single, or it'll be rare, that any character in whose story ultimate freedom is awakening, that those kinds of thoughts did not appear in inner space. You know, I wish it could just awaken already. Enough of this shit, you know. Come on, true creative essence, just wake it up fully. I'm tired of this bullshit, you know, whatever it is. Be shocked if, you know, it'd be very unusual for that not to be part of a particular story. In terms of the catch-22, you feel trapped. Again, what I'll invite you to do and is to say, okay, I feel trapped, once again, is words. It's an idea and a concept. It's attempting to describe something that's appearing in inner space. So let's put the words on the shelf again, and let's have you take a look at what's actually appearing in inner space that you're calling, I feel trapped. Now, again, it could be a combination of one or more thoughts, feelings, sensations. It could just be a voice that appears in inner space that says, I feel trapped. It could be a voice that says, I feel trapped, or something like that, with a vortex kind of a sensation, or a sensation of actually, like, if you remember, you may not have seen it yet. It may be later in day four, but I show a video clip from Star Wars where they're in this trash compactor and the walls are coming in on them. And at some point, you know, it's very close to them being crushed. They can actually feel the walls or the stuff that's being pushed into them by the contracting walls. They can feel that. And so you may actually have a sensation of walls coming in on you. You know, you may see an image or a video of somebody being in a cell like they're a prisoner, you know. But if you look at what's actually going on that you're calling I feel trapped, all it is a unique combination of the raw material and inner space, thoughts, feelings, sensations in some sort of a combination, and quote-unquote you are watching it, aware of it, hearing the words, seeing the pictures, seeing the video, feeling aware of the movements of energy that we call feelings or sensations, but you're not really trapped. It's a story kicked out from the witnessing of this unique combination of appearances in inner space. Risk of asking what to do, is there any option other than just continuing the course? No. What's going to happen is, first, definitely finish the course. There's still a lot more stuff on day one, on day four, excuse me. You say day four, video one. I don't remember. I think maybe there's six videos on day four. So definitely finish the videos. That'll happen when it happens. And then it's really just the journey's going to be the journey, the guided tour of how things shift as ultimate freedom awakens and what true creative essence wants you to see as ultimate freedom wakes up more and more and more is going to be unique to you. There's nothing you can do to speed it up. There's nothing you can do to shortcut it. There's nothing you can do to whatever. If you want to look at the fact, what can John do? Yes, it's an illusion, but it can still seem like it's true. So if we accept for the moment that it's true, even though it's not, what can John do about this? What John can do about this, as it appears, is finish the course, number one, review it if that's what comes up. That probably would be very useful. And then just continue to watch inner space and continue, if you will, to do the simple exercise that I've done here several times, which is when you say, I this, I that, do what I did, which is say to yourself, okay, those are words, those are ideas and concepts. They're trying to describe something that's appearing in inner space. Let's put the words, the ideas, the concepts on a shelf for a minute and everything that they imply, and let's just take a look. In this case, again, what's actually appearing in inner space that I call, I feel trapped? It'll be very interesting to just look and see, what is it that I'm calling that? And what you'll see is it's a unique combination of inner space raw material that you're aware of in the same kind of a way that you'd be aware of if you were reading about it in a novel. If you say to yourself, it's heartbreaking to see, okay, put those words on a shelf. I'm having trouble dealing with it. Okay, put those words on a shelf. What's actually appearing that I'm describing that way? That can, in the way that the story unfolds, be very useful and supportive to actually seeing with a capital S what's really going on and what appears to be the supporting of ultimate freedom awakening more and more and more. So that's what I feel moved to share. My suggestion to you would be listen to this. Let it sit for a little while. Listen to it again. Let it sit for a little while. See if anything comes up in terms of something you'd like to come back and submit another question or comment, or wait. If that doesn't come up as a strong impulse, if you will, so to speak, bear with the language, finish the videos, whatever, and continue this. But ultimately, in many ways, lack of a better term, it's a waiting game. It's waiting and watching what's going on in inner space and story space as true creative essence architects, so to speak, the awakening of ultimate freedom in a story to whatever degree it's part of John's story, assuming that it is. So on that note, I'll say that's all for now. Bye-bye for now, and I'll look forward to our next form of contact, whatever shape that takes.